You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Toothache Day, Tony. Does dentistry make you uncomfortable?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. No, I love doing it. But now the city is telling me I have to be licensed. Like, really?
Yeah,
I'm good
amazing.
At this.
Imagine that they're just going to bother you with something trivial like a license. Well, you know, I sort of married into a family of dentists. That's that.
A dentist,
you know.
Right?
So as uncomfortable as I might have been, I had to get over it.
Did you ever see Marathon Man where the dentist says, is it safe yet? Did you ever see that? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Chip Kelly leaves UCLA, the NFL hands out awards, and Tim Hasselbeck joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the Super Bowl, which sources tell PTI will be played on Sunday. The Chiefs are the defending Super Bowl champions, yet the odds favor the 49ers by a couple of points. Well, about heading into this game, would you rather be the 49ers or the Chiefs?
I'd always rather be the champs. That's the deal. Always. Always, always, always. I suppose there's an exception in some sport over the last 100 years. But, Tony, in following sports all the years that I've been following them, the champions have something special. They bring something special back. Even if they struggle to get there, once they get there, they know something that you don't, unless you were a real recent champion. And the 49ers, these 49ers, are not that. Something else that works in Kansas City's favor to me is being allegedly, for whatever this matters, it doesn't matter to me, but it matters all the time in locker rooms, an underdog, some betting underdog. And they're not supposed to pay attention to any betting, but they do. And so if you can call yourself an underdog and you are a champion and you bring all the good stuff with you, you bring what appears to be a reason to get angry and get yourself all fired up on game day because you're an underdog and everybody disrespects us and nobody thinks we have a chance and all that other stupidity that really does matter in professional sports, college sports too. Champs, though. I go with champs.
Yeah, so I don't always get excited about the Super Bowl because I don't always think the two best teams are in it. And this year I do. You have Kansas City, as you say, the defending champions who went on the road in the playoffs and, in fact, were 3.5-point underdogs in Buffalo and in Baltimore and won both those games. You have San Francisco, at least in my opinion, has been the best team in the NFC for the last 2 years. They didn't get into the Super Bowl last year because their quarterback, Brock Purdy, got hurt real early in the conference championship game. So I'm excited about that. I agree with you about being Kansas City, and I could go on, but I'm not going. I'm going to take the other point of view for 1 second, and that is this. I find myself rooting for San Francisco, Mike, because like you, I go all the way back to when Bill Walsh was the coach, and I did a lot of stories in San Francisco with those teams. I've always liked San Francisco, always liked the teams that they put out there. And in this case, they were terrific in the second halves of the game against the Packers and the game against the Lions. But, and there's always a but. But, Mike, I think the NFC is a lot easier than the AFC, and I was afraid they would lose both of those games, and they didn't dominate those games, and Kansas City did. Kansas City didn't score a lot of points, but they were in control of both those games, in offense and defense, which is a roundabout way of saying I would head into this thing feeling better if I were Kansas City and knowing that in number 15, I got the best player on the planet. I do.
Yeah, Tony, I don't have a real rooting interest in this because, I don't. There's nobody I hate. And they're sort of both likable. Like this notion that people are tired of Kansas City. What are we talking about?
I don't understand that.
I don't understand that at all. And how can you get tired of watching Patrick Mahomes? So I don't get any of that. I mean, I'm pretty excited to see the game. I don't have a rooting interest. I'm going to watch, I don't know, dispassionately, I guess. But I'm still interested. Mm-hmm. Last night's NFL honors produced several headlines. Lamar Jackson was named league MVP, no surprise there, for the second time. Kevin Stefanski of the Browns won Coach of the Year over D'Amico Ryans of the Texans. Joe Flacco won Comeback Player of the Year, even though DeMar Hamlin got more first place votes. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced it will enshrine 7 new members, including 3 who played for my Bears. Tony, what's your biggest takeaway from the night?
So I'm glad that Lamar Jackson was the MVP. I believed and said on this show a number of times that he should be the unanimous MVP. So I'm happy he got it. But it carries with it, Mike, it carries with it a harsh spotlight. People ask, why do I have this legal pad? Because I got notes here. He is the first player to ever win multiple MVPs and not win a Super Bowl. And I'd like to tell you who's on the list who's won. Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Montana, Steve Young, hello, Johnny Unitas. That's one of the greatest lists in the history of pro football.
Yeah,
and so, and Lamar Jackson has not only not won a Super Bowl, he has not gotten to a Super Bowl. Now, he's only 27. He's a year younger than Mahomes, and he's got plenty of time. But as we sit here now, Mike, the second sentence in any story about Lamar Jackson is about till he wins the Super Bowl. We have to say this, and he hasn't been great in playoff games. The other thing that stood out to me was how good the Houston Texans are in the process of becoming. They had the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Their coach was second in coach of the year. They are so much better without Deshaun Watson, and I think you got to shout out a little bit to the GM, Nick Sirianni, who came over from the Patriots to know something about winning, because that team looks ready to go.
Yeah, one thing I might put out about Lamar Jackson, I mean, Peyton Manning was what, like year 10 before he won, and people were saying, could Peyton Manning win the big one? And, you know, we luckily got rid of that. Peyton Manning did, and we got rid of that as a discussion point. I'm going to go to something that's selfish and interesting for me, and that is the 3 players who got in who played with the Bears. One of them, Julius Peppers, played like 4 seasons for the Bears. It was in 1 championship game, conference championship. We lost to the Packers in Chicago, so that sort of stings. But the others, Tony, Devin Hester, who was arguably the player of greatest impact on that team that went to the Super Bowl in 2006 before Peppers got there, and Steve McMichael, who joins teammates Singletary, Dent, Hampton. He joins them, Peyton and Covert, in the Hall of Fame now from what to me and to some people, even not Chicagoans, is the greatest team in the history of pro football, the most dominant team. I care about that. And Steve McMichael, who I know personally, has been in bad health, failing health, for a long, long time. And so there is a measure, it's a very emotional issue in and around Chicago and Bears Nation about McMichael getting into the Hall of Fame. And so that's a big deal. Devin Hester, who I know you think this is the greatest return man.
He's the best return guy.
We thought it was Gale Sayers for a lot of years. The greatest return man of all time. So the apology to Dion. And so to see them get in, Tony, is a big deal in a place where we haven't had a lot to celebrate about the Bears in, you know, more than 10 years. It's almost 20. Hopefully some celebration.
That's all fair. It's all fair to say. And now to Chip Kelly's decision to leave his job as head coach at UCLA, reportedly to take the offensive coordinator gig at Big Ten rival Ohio State. Kelly and Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day have been tight for years, and Day needed someone after Bill O'Brien left for the head coaching job at Boston College. Wilbon, does Kelly's decision make sense to you, and where does it leave UCLA?
Tony, I don't want to say it makes no sense, but it certainly surprises the hell out of me. I mean, UCLA is not some joint, right? And so
that's
people were jumping off of the sinking ships that have been the Pac-12 and the ACC. Yes, the ACC. There were coaches who were involved in conference championship chases in those 2 conferences who were actively at least listening to other job possibilities during the season. I know this. And so you look at it and you say, wait a minute, how could you leave that conference? Well, UCLA's already left the conference. It's in the Big Ten now. But, man, Tony, even though you seem to be a distressed asset at places in the conference, UCLA wouldn't seem to be one of them. And even though you've got this long association with Ryan Day going back to New Hampshire, it's like, wow, you'd rather have a coordinator job than run your own ship. And maybe Chip Kelly thought UCLA's going to struggle so mightily in the next couple of years where his record is barely .500 that he would rather get more firm footing in Columbus. But I'm not going to say it makes no sense. It's a wow to me.
I'm going to use a different word. I'm going to say it's weird. When I heard this, I said, that is really weird. Look, I understand why Bill O'Brien left, being offensive coordinator at Ohio State to be head coach at Boston College. He's a native Bostonian. And I think if you're a head coach in a Power Five conference, that's better than being an assistant. Okay? In this, and also, by the way, if Michigan beats Ohio State one more time, Ryan Day's being swept out of there. But in this particular case, Chip Kelly's a head coach at UCLA. As you say, that's not some joint. That's UCLA. That's a very attractive job. So I you can tell me he's pals with Ryan Day and they go back to New Hampshire and he was on the coaching staff when Ryan Day played. Okay, that's great. But to me, it's a step down, Mike. This is not like going to the NFL to be a coordinator, which Chip Kelly reportedly was interested in. This is the same conference, going to be an assistant in the same conference. So, okay, he's afraid of being fired, but he wasn't fired yet. Don't you think you can turn it? I don't know, Mike. It's shaky to me, and it's weird. Let's take a break. Coming up, what should Brock Purdy be telling himself ahead of the Super Bowl? We're going to ask Tim Hasselbeck.
We're also going to ask him why he would draft Drake May ahead of Caleb Williams.
You know, if you become a coordinator in the NFL, that's different to me. In the same conference? What?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are fewer than 49 hours from kickoff of the Super Bowl. It's our pleasure to welcome back ESPN NFL analyst and a fellow member of the Bald Brotherhood, Mr. Tim Hasselbeck. Let me start with this. If you were in Brock Purdy's position right now, what would you be telling yourself?
I would be telling myself, don't make it bigger than it is, because it's really, really big. And so, look, he's at the point now where you win this game, it changes your life forever. Changes everything about your life, the way your career is viewed, what you'll do after football. And that's a big deal. The magnitude of that is a lot of pressure. And so I think the more that you can just make it about the football and continue to do what he's been doing, I think the better off he's going to end up playing.
Tim, speaking of playing, if you're Spags, what are you doing to make Purdy's life miserable? Give us some of the two or three specific things you think he's cooking up now.
Well, I think something that no doubt has been coached this week for sure is getting hands up, right? Oftentimes, the ball will come out quickly when you play San Francisco. And so getting your hands up to get a tip ball, something to create an opportunity, that certainly is going to be a factor. You know, the other thing you think about Steve Spagnuolo, his background, right? He's a Jim Johnson disciple. That is a zone blitz team. People call them simulated pressures, things like that. The reality there is you're looking to fool the offense. You're looking to get a free runner as a blitzer. When you get there, you need to cause confusion. And then when you get there, you need to get the quarterback down. Like last time I talked to you was about Purdy kind of creating some and probably not getting enough credit for creating. Well, listen, just like you need to get Josh Allen and you just need to get Patrick Mahomes down when you get there, that same holds true when you face Brock Purdy.
Tony's going to be annoyed with this. Not that I care about that, Tim, but I'm going to depart from Super Bowl chat just for a second to ask you about something you said on Get Up this morning, which we are really both very interested in. to the tune of essentially you would probably draft Drake May ahead of Caleb Williams. You see a lot of this all year long. Why?
Yeah, and listen, when you choose one guy over the other, it's not saying that Caleb Williams isn't a good prospect, but in my 15 years working at ESPN, I've watched all the quarterbacks come out. And, look, I've tried to basically approach it as, look, I'm going to make my own opinion, you know, not live in the echo chamber of what everybody is saying. And so what I would say is, as I look at this, and I've seen guys like Matthew Stafford when he came out, or Andrew Luck when he came out, or Trevor Lawrence when he came out, Drake May, in terms of checking the boxes that you want a prospect to check, to project to be somebody that can be the face of your franchise and a superstar player for over a decade, he checks all of them. I'm telling you, he is as good of a prospect that I feel like I have seen in all of my time. And I say that because his size and physical ability is clear. His ability to move is remarkable for a guy that's his size. He's still really young and is going to grow. I think the mental makeup in terms of just intelligence and then also just kind of mental toughness, I think he's kind of built in a way to actually be able to control the NFL game better than you're able to really control the college game from a quarterback perspective. So I think a lot's going to be able to be put on his plate. I think he's got a chance to be an absolute superstar.
Tim, just to follow up real
quick.
This
is so...
Do you think there's going to be movement in this direction as we go on? There's so much time to evaluate. Yeah. Do you think that people are going to see what you see?
Yeah, look, the tape is going to be the tape. So guys have already seen the tape. Guys have already watched these guys play. And look, there are good and bad things, you know, that show up in anybody's game film. I think when people visit with Drake May, I think they're going to be like, yep, that's it right there. That's a franchise quarterback. That is exactly what we're looking for. And listen, not to say that some people won't feel that way about Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams or Bo Nix or whomever it may be. But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people that are saying, yes, that's exactly what we are looking for.
This is great. We're going to clip this. We're going to save this tape. You can either be right or wrong 3 years down the road. We'll play it back to you. We'll get you out of here on this. Which way? We go back to the Super Bowl. Which way are you leaning in this game?
Yeah, if I go down on Drake May, you know, in terms of, you know, putting my confidence in him, no question about it. In terms of the Super Bowl, I would say this. I think that we're probably not talking enough about Kansas City's defense. And I know that Kyle Shanahan is a great play caller, and they have all kinds of weapons on their offense. But saying that, listen, it's the second-ranked scoring defense in the National Football League this year. They've got really good players at every level of their defense. And Steve Spagnuolo is appearing in, I think, his fifth Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator, some crazy number like that, to tie Dick LeBeau. Like, that's the kind of air we're talking about in terms of the defensive coordinator position in Kansas City with the talent they have. I think that ends up being the difference in the football game.
Thanks, Tim. A real pleasure to have you.
Tim,
thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, let's take one last break. Still to come, Arthur Blank explains what happened and what didn't with Bill Belichick.
Ooh. And a two-time Cy Young winner hangs it up.
So what do you think of the possibility of Drake May going ahead of Caleb Williams? Would you do that?
I don't know that I would. I saw Drake May enough. I wasn't so impressed. But people are like Tim Hasselbeck. I mean, there are people who study quarterbacks who really like Drake May.
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 27th birthday, Jair Alexander. Alexander's the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. They pay him $21 million a year. He's a two-time Pro Bowler. A couple of months ago, Alexander got involved in a weird controversy. The visiting Packers and home Panthers were on the field for the coin toss, and Alexander walked to midfield even though he was not one of the designated Packer coin tossers. Alexander called the toss. He said the Packers wanted to be on defense. Matt LaFleur suspended Alexander one game for this nonsense, then reinstated him. Alexander's position was he should have been out there because he's a Charlotte native. Oh, okay.
And they say it's the wide receivers who are the divas. Really? I mean, I think that the defensive backs have moved right in there next door, shoulder to shoulder with the wide receivers for diva behavior.
Happy anniversary, John Lynch, on this day 7 years ago. Lynch was introduced as the 49ers general manager. His first few months on the job, Lynch hired Kyle Shanahan, then suckered your Bears into giving up three draft picks to move up one spot to draft Mitch Trubisky. Of course, Lynch later traded four draft picks to move up and draft Trey Lance. On a sunnier note, Lynch had a hand in drafting Nick Bosa, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Fred Warner, Brock Purdy, and he traded for Christian McCaffrey. Lynch was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2021 as a DB. This Super Bowl could start the clock ticking on having a Hall of Fame career as an executive.
It could. He's got that one stain against him with the Trey Lance situation. He's not there anymore even. And the sort of Brock Purdy's play is covered up for that. But I mean, still, Tony, the body of work to me says Lynch has done a really, really, really great job putting that thing together.
Happy trails, Corey Kluber. The two-time Cy Young winner is retired after 13 seasons. Kluber, 37, won his first Cy Young in Cleveland in 2014, going 18-9 with a 2.44 ERA. He won again in Cleveland in 2017, going 18-4 with a league-leading 2.25 ERA. In his best six seasons in Cleveland, Kluber was 94-50 with a 2.96 ERA. In 2019, Kluber's pitching arm was fractured by a line drive by the Marlins. Before that, he was 98-58 with a 3.16 ERA, and afterwards, 18-19 with a 4.68 ERA. In addition to Cleveland, Kluber pitched for the Rangers, Yankees, Rays, Red Sox. Career record 116-77 with a 3.44 ERA, all in the American League, always against the DH.
Tony, for the 2016 World Series Cleveland team, the one that lost to the Cubs, he was 18-9 with 3.14. He was the ace of that staff and finished third in the voting. Now, he had a couple of thirds to go with a couple he won. Man, he had a nice stretch there. He really did.
All right, let's go to the big finish if we could.
Let's
defensive coordinators. Michigan reportedly hiring Wink Martindale. The NFL Network reports Cowboys are hiring Mike Zimmer, which is the bigger deal?
A lot of scrutiny with both. I'm going to say Zimmer, but a lot of scrutiny both those gigs. Arthur Blank says Bill Belichick never asked for full control and was never offered the Falcons head coaching job. Your thoughts?
Six rings. How many he got in Atlanta? He had six. You didn't want him. Fans in Hong Kong who didn't get to see Lionel Messi play will be offered a 50% refund. Does that make sense?
He played Wednesday in Tokyo off the bench. Is there any, precedent that could carry over here? You know some fans would like to have access to that. Katie Ledecky's 13-year unbeaten streak in the 800 meters is over. Your thoughts?
Lost to a 17-year-old Canadian girl named Summer McIntosh, who I know grew up idolizing Katie Ledecky. Last one, your Cavs. They've won eight straight. Yeah. Is that a big deal?
Yes, it is, Tony. They're second in the East now. It could do some damage in the playoffs, playing really well, Cleveland did.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Our friend Jaws likes the Chiefs.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knucklehead.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.